I'll kick us off then, I suppose. Hi, Niall, how are things?
How are you?
Just to kick us off, I suppose, from your own point of view, how much are you looking forward to getting back into a consistent run of games with Munster now, where you obviously came back from injury in January, and then all of a sudden you're into that Six Nations block where there's kind of, I know you'd friendlies, but competitive games are kind of staggered over those couple of months.
Yeah, I suppose it probably panned out well for me in terms of, you know, after Dermot's injury, I probably came back at the right time to fill that gap. And then the broken up few weeks probably helped me kind of integrate back to full training. The Toulon and Northampton block, it was by no means full training. It was just kind of bandaged me up and get me through, which I was fine with. And then the Six Nations block has been brilliant to allow me to kind of get back. Like, I did my first completely full training week last week, and I've trained fully this week. So kind of feel now it's coming at the right time where I'm in a kind of routine. I'm probably back up to full speed. And like you say, we've, you know, hopefully a long, long run of games coming now. I think, you know, potentially all going well for us, it could be up to 15 weeks. So that's exciting for us.
Yeah. Then on the flip side, like from the team's point of view, has it been a beneficial couple of months where you've been able to, I don't know, potentially iron out some creases and try out some things in those friendly matches?
Yeah, I think it's probably, like, in my experience over the last few years anyway, it's a great time, you know, where you kind of see guys grow into different roles and guys develop different skill sets. And, you know, yeah, you can probably test your game plan a small bit to an extent, but we've also had games, you know, that we had to win and take points out of, so we weren't by any means reinventing the wheel, but definitely a lot of opportunity there for guys, and I think, you know, a lot of people have taken that, which is great. So, yeah, look, I don't think it would have been really... You know, it's not a kind of, we'll try a load of different things and stuff like that. We've been grinding away, trying to just get better. It's one of those ones, if you can come out of a block, you know, a few percent better, and then you add all your internationals who obviously come off the back of a huge championship as well. Well, then, like, they'll obviously add another bit as well, and you hope you go into what, you know, is traditionally called the business end of the season, you know, better. And that's all you can aim to do, really, over this block.
Yeah, and that leads me nicely to my next point, like that business end of the season, where last season, Munster were fairly inconsistent for those first two thirds of the season and then really, really kicked on in the latter stages of it. Are you able to draw a lot from, you know, where it's been an inconsistent year as well this season to look back and go, you know, once you just get yourself into the mix come the business end of the season, look at what we can do?
Yeah, look, to be fair, I think, you know, while on the outside it might seem similar in terms of league position and stuff, I think last year we had just got a new coaching group, a new game plan. You know, for a few weeks, we weren't comfortable with it. This year has been a bit different, where I think if you actually look at a lot of the games that we've lost, they've been pretty tight games that, you know, a lot of them we probably shouldn't have lost. And I think that's probably the difference, excuse me, where I think we've been actually playing quite consistently, but maybe the results just haven't fallen our way. Whereas I think we put our hands up and say at the start of the last season, we weren't really playing well, we hadn't clicked with the game plan. Whereas this year, I don't really think that's the case. I think where we were starting to go into the business end this year from a better place. So hopefully we can, you know, catapult our season from here.
Great stuff. Best of luck this week.
No. Thanks, Neil. Cheers.
Hi, Niall. Just wanted to ask you there, same as I asked Mike Haley there a few weeks ago.
Sorry, Tom, I think you're on mute there. Are you chatting to me? Sorry.
Am I? I am on mute.
Sorry, yeah.
You think I'd know better at this stage. I just wanted to ask you, like I was asking Mike Haley there a few weeks ago, what when you're out for as long as you were, are you kind of self-coaching at that point, or what are you working on during those periods where you're just trying to recover from injury?
Yeah, like my injury, I suppose, was small but different to Mikey's, where Mikey progressed, you know, really steadily through, you know, different markers, whereas mine was more of a kind of we tried a few things and they didn't work, and there was a small bit more of that frustrating period where it kind of felt like I wasn't really getting better. There was definitely a period where I thought maybe I won't get better. And, you know, we tried a few different things then. And I know every player says this, and it's the kind of cliche one, but I really have to thank the medical team here, because for mine, you know, they sent me to specialists and I just didn't really respond great to what would be the traditional, you know, groin osteitis pubis treatment. So to be fair to them, they went outside the box and did a few different things, and, you know, it just clicked then near the end. And all of a sudden, I felt like I'd gone months and months, you know, hammering my head against the wall to, you know, all of a sudden progressing really quickly. And at that point, then I was probably nearly panicked that the rugby came so quickly, because I hadn't trained or played any. But yeah, I do think, you know, that's the first injury I've had that wasn't really just, you know, a consistent, you take certain markers, you go back throwing, you go back scrummaging, then you're back into it. It was a bit more up and down. So it's probably a few more mental challenges there, which is tough at times. But look, I'm just delighted to be back playing. You know, Toulon was just a huge day for me in terms of, you know, genuinely 6 weeks before that, I wasn't going to be playing again. And then all of a sudden you're after winning a game over in a kind of, you know, colossal stadium against a huge team. So, you know, it was a bit up and down for me, but like I say, I'm just happy to be back now. And now it's really down to the nitty gritty of just trying to iron out all those different rugby bits that, you know, naturally over 5-6 months will just get a bit rusty, you know.
Yeah, and you mentioned their roles a while ago. When you're kind of coming back into training and you're coming back into the system, do you look at your own role as in how you fit into the framework, and has that changed, or is it just kind of doubling down on what you're good at?
Well, for me, I think I had a lot around our set piece, and, you know, I maybe came in at a time that it wasn't really going as well as and efficiently as it should have been. So going into Toulon, I certainly wasn't going to be relying on my fitness or my rugby sharpness. So I thought I better hit lineouts and scrummage well here and just tackle anything that comes my way. And that was genuinely my, you know, my outlook on it, because I've come back from injury before. And you think, because you're watching so much rugby and you're so eager to go, and you think, I'm going out getting man of the match here. And then next thing you realise after 5 minutes, that's just not how this is going to happen. And you're in nearly survival mode. So I think, you know, a bit of experience helped me there. But definitely it was just about doubling down, seeing what I could add to the set piece. And after that, then anything else was a bit of a bonus.
And finally for me, Ospreys coming up this Friday. What have you been previewing on them this week? Where are the areas that you're looking at heading into that game, which is fairly important for the rest of the block?
Yeah, well, it's been made no way unclear to us. It's huge for us in terms of points. We have to climb up the league table, and Ospreys are in the very same position as us, so they'll be thinking the exact same thing. They're at home. They've won a lot at home. It's been a long time since they've lost in the Liberty Stadium. You know, and we're, like, I've played there a lot of times. I know it's a hard place to go and win. So I think we'll be just looking at the physical elements of it, getting our job right and allowing our attack game plan to kind of thrive. But we're also aware that, you know, they have a seriously good defence. They have an absolute load of turnovers in the league. So that's going to be a huge challenge for us retaining the ball. And I think if we can get that right, then, you know, and we can display our game plan, hopefully there'll be a lot to handle for them. But we're under no illusions what they bring as well, you know, particularly around that mauling element, that counter-attack threat they bring, and that kind of, you know, they're very clinical around their, like, kicking game to get territory, you know, and they often end up, you know, catching you behind the gain line there, and all of a sudden now you're defending another maul, and it's very cyclical if you don't stop it. So we're under no illusions how strong a team they are, you know, and it's going to be a big challenge, but again, one that we're looking forward to, because we have to take points out of it.
Thanks a million, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Tom. Cheers.
Before the traffic warden knew,
I'm out at the HPC in Dublin. The Irish women's team were up earlier on, so I said I couldn't miss you. I'd just do it from the car park. Anyway, we'll get straight into it. The big news of the day, Billy Burns signing was announced just a few minutes ago. It's been an open secret, I think, for a little while. But how pleased are you to get that deal over the line, particularly when, obviously, you're losing Joey next year?
Joey's decided he's going to taste something different. This point in his career, I can't blame him. I'm excited by it all, actually. Doing a research on him. He's going to be great. He's going to be particularly good for helping the young guys come through. We need someone with a bit of experience. And he's at a crossroads in his career now. It's 29, and it's a new challenge for him. He likes how we play in the game. I think he's going to fit in really well. I'm really, when the opportunity came to speak to him, I was really excited, but having spoke to him, I think he's going to be a great addition to this squad.
Did you find it surprising that he became available?
Yes. Yeah. But quickly arranged to have a chat with him. He's keen to kick on in his career. As I say, he's at a crossroads. Change of scenery for him and his family. Change of playing style. And as I say, he'll give us a bit of experience, obviously, with Jack doing what Jack's doing. There's a bit of a void, isn't there? We've got some great young talent coming through, the likes of Tony Butler, Dylan Hicks, Tom Wood. But we need a bit of experience. Someone's going to help those young guys come through, and someone who can play, someone who we think will actually challenge Jack as well. So he ticks a lot of boxes there.
And then just finally for me, there was mixed injury news this morning. Obviously, Ollie and Finneen going for consultations around knee injuries, but also then you're getting Jack, Simon, and remind me who the other one was. I've been on the road all day. Jack, Simon, and who's the other one back training this week? John Hodnett. That's it.
That Mick's injury news. That's just another week at Munster Rugby, isn't it? No, delighted to get those guys back. Finneen and Ollie, we'll see what the surgeon says. They've gone over for a surgical review. Doesn't always necessarily mean they'll go in there and do something, but in my experience, they will. And we'll see. We'll see what they think. See what the experts say.
Good stuff. Thanks.
Cheers, Neil.
Hi, Graham. Tom here.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
What's your jumper?
Ah, thanks. Columbia. Big game against Ospreys this week. It's a fairly important game in the block, really, when it comes to, I suppose, maximising what we can get from this block of games and heading into the end game of the season. You've probably been hammering that away to the players all week. What have you seen in the Ospreys that has kind of interested you this week?
This has been a huge block for us. I termed it as a six-game block when we came back after the January break, and that was including two prestigious friendly games for the club against Quins and the Crusaders. There was four URC games. Two of those URC games were away from home in Wales. These are a sticky outfit. Immensely impressed by their coach, Toby Booth. I've known him for a long time. And he's brought that squad together. They've not had an easy year. Remember a year ago with all the contracting negotiations, and there was a near strike, wasn't it? Six Nations 23 last year, the England-Wales game. And he's really brought that squad together. They're playing a good brand of rugby, and they're just tough. They're tough to play against. Got a good set piece, a good maul, so discipline and penalty access will be top of the list not to do again this week. I'm a big fan of them. Good breakdown threat, kick the ball a bit, put pressure on us, apply pressure through their kicking game. We're going to have to be good Friday night, Tom. I've been building this game up for a long time. You know, in this block, we're without certain players. They won't be without... they will be with certain players. Getting back from the international, it's a huge game for us. There we go.
And mentioned there with Billy Burns, how important is it to have, you know, if it's a case that, you know, Jack Crowley is around a little bit less next season, how important is it to have an experienced guy around there for those young tens you mentioned? Like, having a guy in the group like that with that kind of experience that built, like, I mean, he was a starter for Ulster for most of the season and the last couple of seasons. How important is that?
Very important. It's experience. It's been around. Played international, played at the highest end. Been in some big games with Ulster. It's not a bridge from the youth to the older players. I want to challenge Jack. I think he can. I think the way we play the game will really suit him and a change of scenery. And he was just really excited by it. And I haven't spoken to him. But no, I think he'd be a great acquisition for us.
And finally for me, you mentioned there, I think it was an Access Munster a few weeks ago, it was actually earlier in the season, about how it was important for you to have those friendlies in this kind of Six Nations block, just to keep the game fresh and to make sure that the drop-off that was there last year didn't happen again this year. How have you found the movement from those game weeks as you build into the kind of the big games coming back now again? How have you found that, you know, like those friendlies as useful momentum builders? Is that what your experience was?
That's the word I was just about to come back to with momentum. There's been no drop-off. Each of those games brought different challenges, and we were able to look at a bit of the depth of our squad, some younger guys, and they were able to step up for us because they train with us every day. Crusaders game, really proud of our performance then against a real top-notch team. We played quick, got a game going that night. And the same with Quins as well, right from the get-go. In both games, we started really well. So it has given us momentum, which we didn't have this time last year. Tom, this time last year with Ospreys coincidentally here, Scarlets down in Cork, which is a really weird game to say the least. Then there was too much dead time, weeks off, so we filled them with when I was presented with the opportunity to play those two games against prestigious clubs, we jumped at it. But again, just gives us momentum, tested our squad depth. And here we are with a game, a huge game.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Tom.